Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and happy Saturday morning to you. I'm coming to you from the porch of my cabin. I have Mr. Seth Vanover on. It's going to be our guest today. I've been soloing these shows here for about the past month, but Seth is with us. He is catching a lot of crappie in East Texas. He's a fishing guide and a good friend of mine, and I bet you can learn a thing or two about catching crappie in today's show. Seth, thank you, buddy, for being here.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
You and I can ramble for hours talking about fishing and fishing together, but you fish lakes in eastern part of Texas. Folks are listening to us from eastern Colorado, up in Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. But our geographic area, folks, is East Texas. Lakes like Lake Fork and Lake of the Pines. And Seth, you and your clients have been hammering a bunch of big crappie here in the last week or two, haven't you?
That special time of year, the post-spawn pattern has kicked in, and it's gangbusters right now.
I've seen the pictures, and we'll try to connect folks with you. Lake Fork Cat and Crappie on Facebook, folks. You can see Seth's pictures he posts almost daily. You can just like Lake Fork Cat and Crappie. That's also the website, too. Seth, the spawn is done, and these crappie have pulled out of the shallows, not just on the lakes you're fishing, but on all lakes where there's crappie. The spawn, by and large, is a done deal. Now, they're stacking up. It makes them a lot easier to find and catch, doesn't it?
It's a lot easier. Yeah. I mean, during the spawn, I had them pegged up shallow, and we caught a lot of fish, but that's it can be intermittent, but it ain't intermittent now. They're piling up on brush piles right now, and it makes it so easy. So, you know, if you don't get bit in about 5 minutes on one, go to the next.
Heavy cover, you know? Yes. Uh-huh. And you're using 16th ounce chartreuse and white jigs, you were telling me, Seth.
That's it, with a crappie niblet on a casting pattern, and you're going to get your wrist broke right now. Big crappie are showing up.
And, folks, Seth is talking about, you know, a lot of people fish jigs vertically, especially in the colder water. But, Seth, these fish are wanting a moving jig, so you're casting past the brush and letting that jig fall into the brush, aren't you?
That's right. It's a simple deal. I parked the boat, you know, about 10, 15 feet off the brush pile, and, you know, I'll position the boat right so everybody can have a shot. And we're pitching that jig out over the brush and pulling some line off your reel. And, you know, it just depends on the depth we're at. We'll count anywhere from 10 to 12, engage your reel, and start just slow winding that thing in. About every 4 to 5 cranks, you stop it and let it fall. 4 or 5 cranks and let it fall. And usually by that second time it's falling, you got a fish on.
The key is the bite will not always be, like, say, for instance, like a bass hitting the jig or something. It can be subtle, right?
It's super subtle. Right now they're chasing, but sometimes they're really cracking it. But, you know, the second time it's falling, you'll see your line, and it should be, you're on the tight line. That line should be falling, but it ain't. Well, it ain't because the fish has picked it up. So, you know, yeah. You got to reel that slack up and pop that hook and set it, and you got a fish on.
Just the pause in the line is sometimes the indication you got a fish on there, right?
That's it. You know, when you stop that reel, and you'll see it after the first time, your line will go down because that jig's falling. You start reeling, and then you stop, and that line should be falling, but it ain't falling. That means one has come up and sucked it in and prevented that jig from falling, so you got your bite.
You betcha. Well, we're just about out of time, Seth. Folks, we're going to post Seth's website, lakeforkcatandcrappie.com, on our High Plains public radio website, and you can check that out, you know, all this coming, or for a long time it'll be archived. Seth, we are out of time, buddy. I really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks for having me, Luke. It's always a pleasure.
Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.